Hey there, Cedar Rapids. I'm Eden.
And I'm Avery.
And welcome to Cedar Rapids Daily, presented by Gooch-Mitt Properties and Gene's team with CMG Home Loans. This is your daily podcast highlighting events in Cedar Rapids. Today, we're covering events happening in and around Cedar Rapids on Friday, November 7th.
Expect partly cloudy skies with a high of 62 degrees and a low of 34.
Let's kick things off with health and wellness. The Jerry Fitz Strength Training Workout is happening from 8 to 9 a.m. and again from 1 to 2 p.m. at E. Lee Public Library. If you're looking for something a bit more relaxing, check out Seated Chair Yoki from 10 to 11 a.m. at Hiawatha Public Library.
And to wind down your afternoon, there's a labyrinth walk from 4 to 6 p.m. at Groundswell Cafe for some mindful reflection.
Now, for the kids and family, there's a lot happening to start the day. Ladd Library is hosting baby and toddler story time from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. At the same time, from 10 to 11 a.m., head over to the Cedar Rapids Public Library for Expressive Arts with Tanager. And later in the evening, enjoy a fall luminary walk from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Morgan Creek Park.
Let's move on to community gatherings and learning. E. Lee Public Library is offering memory games and brain boosters all day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Unity Center of Cedar Rapids has its Spirit Space Book Study from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And you can tune in for Coffee and Kolach from 1 to 2 p.m., streaming on the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library's Facebook Live or YouTube Live. In the afternoon, you can meet our muralist, Zing, from 4 to 5:30 p.m. at Fia's Finds. And to cap off the evening, Bruce Moore is hosting the Mansion Mixer, Paws and Projectors at 6:30 p.m.
Now for all the theater buffs, there's a full slate tonight. The evening starts with Open Mic Poetry Night from 6 to 8 p.m. at Tree of Liminality. At 7 p.m., Prairie High School Theater presents A Midsummer Night's Dream.
And at 7:30, you have two great options. George Washington High School is showing Amelie, Teen Edition, until 9:30. And Kirkwood Community College presents Urinetown, the musical, running until 10:30 p.m.
There's a ton of live music happening too.
Kick off the weekend with Finally Friday music featuring Billy Lee Janey and DJ Johnson from 4 to 7 p.m. at CR Midnight Smoker Barbecue. From 5 to 7 p.m., enjoy First Friday Jazz at the Opus Concert Cafe.
Low Park is hosting Coffee House Nights featuring the High Crest from 7 to 8:30 p.m.
Also, at 7, you can catch Seals and Crofts 2 at the Olympic Southside Theater. Then at 8, you have a couple choices. D-Lew Friday Night Acoustic Frogtacular is at the Red Frog until 11, and Redemption is playing at North Point.
And the music continues late into the night. Westwood's Can You Hear Me release party is from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. at Hazard County, and Marty Garrett will be live at First Avenue Tap starting at 9 p.m. For our sports fans, don't miss the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders taking on the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Puck drops at 7:05 p.m. at Imon Ice Arena. If you're looking for nightlife, food, and fun, the Cedar Rapids Eagles 2276 is the place to be. They have their Friday night fish dinner from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., followed by Friday night karaoke starting at 8. And for the 30 and over crowd, Ideal Theater and Bar is hosting First Friday's R&B night from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Finally, let's wrap up with a few sales and special events. Acme Tools is holding a fall tool sale from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Mount Mercy University is hosting its fall film festival from 12:45 to 3 p.m. And the Trade Show Productions Gun Show runs from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center. Thanks for listening to this episode of Cedar Rapids Daily. Remember, you can always visit cedarrapidsdaily.com to see the day's events in written form on our blog, or sign up for our daily newsletter to have the day's events delivered right to your inbox. You can also submit your own events through our website, which is the best way to guarantee your event gets featured on the show.
Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Our thanks to this show's sponsors, Gooch-Mitt Properties and Gene's team with CMG Home Loans. Employee-owned and tenant-focused, Gooch-Mitt Properties creates sustainable spaces that make a real community impact. From studios and sleeping rooms in their historic Henderson House, to both their old and new homes as part of the Rainbow Road project just off I-380, or flexible commercial space at Avril House in downtown Cedar Rapids, they may have just the place for you. Every house has a story. Write yours in one of their homes. Learn more at GutschmidtProperties.com. That's GutschmidtProperties.com properties.com. This episode is also sponsored by Gene's team with CMG Home Loans. Whether it's your first house, an investment property, or your dream home, Jean and her team make mortgage lending a home run. With competitive rates, great turnaround times, and programs for buyers, sellers, and those looking to refinance, Jean's team is ready to step up to the plate for you and make getting a home loan feel like pitching a perfect game every time. Learn more at cmghomeloans.com/my-site/Jean-sell-now. That's cmghomeloans.com/MYSITE/JEAN-SELLNAU. CMG Mortgage Incorporated, CMG Home Loans, and CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, as well as Jean Selnow, NMLS number 6180, is an equal housing lender.